The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on the Bashani Radio App. All right. So, this episode is called Glue. Yeah, man, glue. So it was so funny because we know the fundamentals of glue. We learned that shit in what, elementary school? How to, you know, they give us that paste. When you first, when it was kindergarten, pre-K and shit, you learn about paste. But you know that it sticks shit together and it makes it stick. And so we're cutting papers and all of that and we stick it together. And you know, you're like, yay, paste. And then you get to kindergarten and they give you that white shit, that Elmer's glue, and you moving up in the world. I seen motherfuckers eat the shit, but I might have tasted it. I ain't even finna lie. I probably tasted it a time or two. Matter of fact, I remember how that shit tastes now. I don't think about it being stuck on my teeth. And I didn't taste it on purpose. It was like on my finger. And you know, kids always putting their fingers in their mouth and shit like that. So I do remember this shit had this tart ass taste to it or whatever. And then it would dry clear, right? So I thought about all the different things that I glue on my damn body. This came about in conversation. I was talking to one of my girlfriends and we was talking about, glue and rubber and shit like that. You know, everything that's made of those substances and how it irritates you. And we was talking about condoms. That the regular brand of Trojans, I don't know what the fuck they're made of. And it's weird because I think the magnums are made differently because they don't irritate me. But like the regular condom would tear my ass up and I'd have a yeast or some shit be itching. Or was it bacterial vaginitis? You know, that's the one where it got a little older and you'd be like, I am never fucking again. I think it was more of the yeast. Because it would just itch. Yeah, because the bacterial vaginitis, that stinks. That don't itch. That just, and it only smells whenever something is penetrated in there. You can keep washing your ass until it comes out. But then you got to go to the doctor and get a pill for that. Now, the yeast, you can go get some shit over the counter. But they working on it now. They really got some stuff to help women with these kind of issues because, you know, as I've gotten older, that kitty cat is so sensitive now. I mean, it's like a little radar detector. I know if the dick dirty. I can smell it. I know you're just not going to bring me no dirty dick and not get charged up for it. Nigga, you owe me. You're going to send me to the doctor and I'm going to make you pay for that shit. You nasty ass. Me wondering why all the goddamn flagyl medicine out the medicine cabinet. But anyway, neither here nor there. Hush, hush, hush. So, anyway, yeah, a lot of women are allergic to rubber, any type of rubber cyst type stuff, latex, you know, sometimes you're allergic to the powder that be in the little gloves or whatever. And, you know, it's funny, I'm allergic to that type of latex or rubber, but I'm not allergic to the kind that they put these damn eyelashes on. They put my eyelashes on with the little glue, and it's supposed to be permanent or whatever, but they had me close my eyes when they put these lashes on. My sister does this too, and she is amazing at it. But I don't live close to my sister, so I have to go over here to the little Asian ladies. And they do a good job, but, you know, I'd rather go to my sister because I want to support black business, and my sister is really, really good. I tried to go to a black business that did lashes here, and that girl had me looking so damn ghetto. I was like, I don't need no 20-inch lashes. Bitch, I can't grow no lashes like that. That's just not normal. How the fuck I'm supposed to sleep? You know, just, I did not like how they were done. So maybe I'll find another one because I do like, you know, supporting the business. But that right there was really ghetto. And it looked like I had a bug on my eye, and I just couldn't blink. But back to the glue, because this is called the glue. And you think about things that you stick to, you know, like married people sticking together even though they don't like that motherfucker, because there's some glue in there, some way, form, or fashion. It's like my kids, you know, they sticking close to my ass, even though they don't want to be here, but they're like, well, that bitch got some benefit to her because, you know, she has a home and the bills is paid and I can kind of come up and shit, so they stick around. What is the glue in your life, you know? I'm like, well, damn, bitch, what is the glue in my life? You know, is it, I don't get glue in my hair no more. She sews that shit in when I do get it. And, oh, but, hey, they have these, lace front wigs, or you can just get like the part that goes across the forehead, which I absolutely love because it looks super natural and motherfucker can't tell. Unless you know me, then you can tell, because like my hair is so goddamn gray. It's old, bitch. But you know, they wearing gray hair now, like it's a fucking fad, which I'm a little offended. You know, because I don't want my hair to be gray, but I'm allergic to hair dye. And these hoes is steady trying to dye the hair, trying to make it gray. And I like the fact that they're trying to make it cute, but I'm still just not, I'm not embracing mine like that. I'm trying. I really am trying. And the more I fight it, the more gray I have. And honestly, gray hair is really, really resistant. My gray hair is the longest hair on my head, and it's curly. It don't want to act right. I remember trying to straighten it, and the gray hair was like, bitch, this ain't enough heat and hail to straighten me. I'm going to curl up all over your head, and you're going to have flyaways. And that's exactly how it looked. All the gray hair was flying around like I'm going to be noticed and shit, looking like fairies on my head. But anywho, I digress. So, fuck it. What is the glue in your life? The glue was, I had this lace front, and then she has sewn in the rest of the hair in the back of my head. So I had the glue around my forehead. But anywho, you couldn't see it. It just glues the lace to your skin, and it blends because the lace part is see-through or some shit like that. And it looks like skin. And so that's what makes the hair look like it's coming right at the roots. And it's awesome. I love it. Until you in fucking Texas and it's 120 degrees outside, and that glue and shit, it fucking separates. That breaks up the relationship. You know, the heat says, I don't give a damn what you got. I'm finna take this glue and do just like water and any other damn substance and put it back in its natural state. Like, I'm finna make this glue back into a liquid. You know, like, you put some ice in the sun, it turns into a liquid. You put any goddamn thing in Texas sun and it turns into liquid. Hell, I've seen rearview mirrors fall down because the sun burnt that damn glue or whatever the hell they had it up there with. And I've seen that black, they, you know what, they stopped using that shit. That thick black shit used to be pieces of rubber that was in the street. that shit started melting, so they started using something else on the asphalt because it's just too damn hot in Texas for that. When I tell you it's hot and you can literally cook an egg and some shit in the car on the dashboard on the street, I don't give a damn. You don't need no pot, no pan, nothing. You can cook some shit in Texas just with the sun. And it'll cook your ass. So anyway, the sun had got to my lace and them bitches broke up. And I wasn't ready to let go of the hairstyle because, again, she had sewed the rest of the shit in the back and it was nice. So I'm like, bitch, go to the store because I stay an hour away from the girl that does my hair and she does a wonderful job. I just was like, you know what? I just need a little glue. I ain't going to go all the way over there. Plus, you know, I'm going to go see Mr. Man and gonna be a little session, so I glues the motherfucker myself. I hadn't had no tutorial. I figured it's not that hard. I've learned since then. I'm a little better at it now, but back then I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And so with the glue, you gotta let it damn near dry before you stick the lace to it or some shit. I think I just was like getting impatient, and I'm like, well, it's tacky, so fuck it, let it go, it'll work. And I had made it do what it do. It seemed dry to me. So, I'm kicking it with homeboy. We having this good ass evening, going on a little date. And he had to pull his head off mine. And his motherfucking head, his head and my head, like his forehead and this. Oh, how'd that go? Because, see, he was on top of me. So, I had my head turned like this. I don't know. But maybe the side of his head or something was stuck on the side of mine. And he had to peel that shit off like Velcro. He looked at me. I looked at him. Ignore it. I'm like, damn, this shit didn't. It was like, am I stuck to this bitch? Yes, we was fucking stuck together. Had to pull each other off like Velcro. And it never failed to have an episode of some messed up shit with me and glue when it came to his ass. So there was another time. And I think it was some shit going on outside. And I didn't make it to go get my lashes done. So I really needed some lashes, and they came out with these magnetic lashes years ago, and I was like, oh, okay, let me put them on. Hey, they looking right, they popping right, I got them on. They, what you do is you put the eyeliner on, and it's also the glue. It's the glue for the lashes. So you just put the eyeliner on and then you stick the lash on. Hey, easy, right? Easy peasy. Yeah. You know, it had a nice little effect to it. I didn't have to add no eyeliner or no lashes. It was like bam, bam. Two in one. All right. So how strong is the glue on the magnetic lashes? I tell you, not strong at all. It may be strong enough for some situation, but it is not strong enough for no ultra fucking session. Mm-mm. A ultra fucking session will not withstand those magnetic lashes. So, since we know that a ultra fucking session and magnetic lashes don't mix, let me tell you how. So, I thought the lashes was good. I had put them on. They was built to last. And the session was over. Dude usually gives me this little cute kiss on my forehead type thing because he's so much taller than me. But no, he was staring at my forehead. And I'm like, what? And he said nothing. And he went and got in the shower. I go look in the mirror. That goddamn lash was sitting dead center on my fucking forehead like I was trying to decorate my third eye. Bitch, it was sitting right in the center of my motherfucking forehead. Did I say my motherfucking forehead? It was a whole goddamn strip of eyelash on my fucking forehead. I just pulled it off like, you got to be shitting me. Are you serious? Are you fucking serious? And I took the other one off and I looked like fucking hell now because I done went from nice, luxurious, full lashes to a bald bitch. In a matter of seconds, he gets out the shower and I'm sitting up there with no lashes. And I said, that damn lash, you know that? He's like, you ain't got to explain. And I'm thinking, fuck, I'm so sick of taking L's with glue. Then, you know, it just reminded me too about this other time my damn little wig was doing some flip shit. And we was sitting in Grand Lux. I was sitting at Grand Lux and I thought that bitch was glued on good. And it was a last minute little date. You know, he was like, hey, come meet me out. I just want to see what you look like. Okay, cool. We know we're going to do a face to face and shit. And I just happened to go to the bathroom because I've been pressing this motherfucker down. Like, I felt like it was lifting a little bit. I go to the bathroom and that bitch just slid back 3/4 of my fucking head. The whole wig was just exposed. There was nothing but like that little stocking cap part. And I pulled the shit up and I laid it back down a little bit. And I came back and I said, this motherfucking wig right here. He told me, why don't you just take that motherfucker off? I had already seen it slide back on your head. I said, you know what? Fuck you. I don't know you, but I guess we gonna be cool now. I mean, you know, it's like, did he just tell me to yank the whole motherfucker off? And then I'm gonna have this stocking cap on my head and be looking like a damn fool? Mm-mm. No, sir. Because, see, my hair is conrolled every kind of which way up under this. And you can kiss all my ass. I'm not walking out of here like that. It was like Saturday, Friday night. It was packed in there. It was like little small nigga central. And we sitting there and my ass is sitting over there with, nigga, please. You got me fucked up. I should say glue has me fucked up. I've had more bad experiences with glue. And that's not even to talk about the things that other areas of glue in my life. Maybe because I don't have any. I'm waiting on some glue areas. I'm waiting. One day I'm going to find a man that's going to be okay with all my shit. And he's going to be like, that's minor shit. It's not big shit. But you are important shit to me. And still want to be like, do life with me. And he's not going to care about the glue and none of that. Matter of fact, he might be so awesome that I don't even feel like I need damn glue. Like, you okay with me like this? And he like, absolutely, perfectly love you with your authentic self. And da-da, that's how the fuck I ended up talking about some damn glue. You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio App. Listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we here. Bashani Radio App or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.